Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A firefighting training center proposed for Shrewsbury. Phil Goody is the Richmond Heights Fire Chief. He joins us by phone. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. You know, before we get into this training center, there's a reason the Richmond Heights Fire Department is involved. It's called the Central Core Fire Training Center Commission. I had no idea that this existed, so I'm sure a lot of other people don't. Can you tell us what it is and how it works?
So what it is basically four cities. It's Richmond Heights, Maplewood, Brentwood, and Clayton. The cities came together and formed a commission because they saw the need for a fire training facility that we didn't have in our area. Since we live in a complex urban area, we feel like we need that type of facility to train our firefighters.
Are there other ways that the departments work together besides this?
We've been doing a collaboration of training for the past several years. It's just because we can't do anything by ourselves usually. If we have a fire, we rely on each other. We call it automatic aid. So they come to our town, we go to their town. So we do have some SOG, standard operating guidelines, that we use to fight fires and do things. And we also starting to do collaboratively with EMS stuff as well.
Let's get to the proposal for the building that would be constructed that basically you set on fire so you can train. Describe this for us. How big would it be? How would it be constructed?
Well, your insurance rating system, it's ISO is classification, kind of gives the insurance companies what kind of fire protection services that your fire department provides. And with that, it has to have different things for the building to be. So if the building has to be so high, so it has to be over three stories high, and then also has to be able to burn in it. And so, well, we can't just burn anything in there. It's just use its Class A material, or we can use liquefied propane. So that's the kind of some things that the design we went with has cargo containers type thing, and they're stacked on top of each other. St. Louis County Fire Academy kind of has one that we're kind of looking at. Also, Fenton Fire Protection District just had one a couple years ago. So we looked at those and we liked what they had to offer. So we kind of mirrored ours off what they had.
Liquid propane. Describe what it feels like inside these live fire training exercises for these firefighters.
So we try to give them as realistic as possible, with also the possibility that if something goes wrong, we can stop it immediately. And also we have a quick turnaround time. So using those type of materials to burn, the liquid propane kind of gives them the fire effect that we want them to do. You feel a little bit of heat, but also we're looking at actually the skills it takes to get to the fire. Not necessarily putting out the fire, but it's actually what it takes to get to the see the fire and put the fire out.
What does this do for your firefighters when they have gone through an exercise like this and then they have to deal with a real life scenario?
Well, I think it builds up their confidence and the equipment that they use and the trainings that and the skills that they're learning. They're enhancing their skills. They're learning new techniques, and it's confidence in the gear that they use, making sure that they know that the gear will handle the job that takes and the task and the environment that they're going to be working in, and the equipment that they use will stand up to that. And by knowing that, they need to know how to do that in case of an emergency, so it's second nature to them. So we train them so that way they don't get it wrong. We train them so that way they don't miss it every time.
Are there ever any concerns from neighbors of these facilities about huge fire training exercises?
Well, the biggest thing you'll see is sometimes you'll see the smoke, and the EPA really limits us of what we can do, what we can burn. And so the area that we've laid out is actually in an industrial type area. So there's really no houses around it. It's by the highway. So we just let the local dispatchers know that we're going to be conducting training. If they see smoke in the area, we'll send a battalion chief or a police officer to kind of investigate first before we send a bunch of fire equipment.
And this proposal is for, it's kind of in an industrial area of Shrewsbury, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. It's I believe the address is 4224 Carr Lane.
You mentioned insurance. Does this kind of training benefit property owners in the jurisdiction?
And whose jurisdiction? In ours or where the training location
is at?
The training location, well, that the city of Shrewsbury is part of the, they are a partner of the Central Corps Training Division. So they'll be using that facility. So the ISO rating system, they require so many hours of facility training. And so they're going to be able to achieve those hours using this training once the tower is built. Yes. So it could ultimately, yes, it could affect in a positive way their taxpayers.
Oh, very interesting. So what's the lifespan of a live training facility like this once it's built?
Just like anything else that has it does have a shelf life. They're saying right now the going rate is about 20 years before you have to really do any true maintenance or repairs, or, you know, you got to do preventive maintenance. Obviously, when you put fire inside of a building, it warps and things and you have to change some things out. However, the life expectancy of the building itself is supposed to be 20 years before you do any major changes.
What do you expect to be the overall cost of this for the departments?
We budgeted about $2 million for the project. Now, that's not the building itself. There's a lot of work that goes into the land itself and making sure building. We have to do some core samples to see what the earth is below it before we put a building on top of it. So there's a lot of environmental things we have to go through, a lot of surveys. So we have to contact companies and general contractor to do all that for us. So I would say the building itself is maybe around $900,000, and the rest of that goes to the actual construction costs and the actual land prep for the building.
So I know this is in the planning stages. What are the different milestones or hurdles you have to get through to actually get this built?
Permits. A lot of paperwork, getting it turned in on time, and making sure we have all the information correct. And with the way the environment is today, everything's taking longer. Nothing comes back on time usually. We're kind of already behind the ball a little bit. We're behind our projected timeline because of some of the setbacks we've had just with different permits and procedures and policies that just take some time to get and overcome. We've hit our targets to turn in the permits and stuff, but then there's things beyond our control that kind of been setting us back.
When do you think this could be started as far as construction?
We're hoping to start construction either later this it'll be probably sometime later this year, or hoping in the third quarter, before the third quarter. We hope to have it completed. The completed projected time is next year.
Okay, that is Phil Goody, Richmond Heights Fire Chief. Thank you so much for your time this morning, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.